You're listening to the Righteous Babe Podcast, the show that gives you the inspiration and practical tools you need to create a life-changing journaling practice. You may have kept a diary as a kid, but this is the grown woman's guide to journaling. I'm your host, Javacia Harris Bowser, and each week I'll offer you uplifting conversation and thought-provoking prompts to help you write your way to the best version of yourself. Let's do this. What's up, journal babes? It's your girl, Javacia, aka The Righteous Babe. And of course, that's righteous spelled W-R-I-T-E-O-U-S, because when you're a writer, you get to make up words. Today, I want to share with you an unpopular opinion that I have, and that is that inspiration is overrated. Now, some people say that writers should only write when they feel inspired to do so. Likewise, some people say you should only journal when you feel inspired to do so. Nope. Flag on the play. So I'm a professional writer. If you are new here, I am a full-time freelance journalist and content writer. So I'm a professional writer, which means I can't move like that. I cannot just write when I'm inspired to do so, because these deadlines are not set up like that. The deadlines are set up so that I've got to write, so that I meet that deadline, so that I get that check, so that I can pay that mortgage, okay? So no, I can't just sit around and only write when I feel inspired to do so. Jack London, an early American literature writer, he said, you can't wait for inspiration. You have to go after it with a club. I love that. Meaning, we can't just sit around waiting for the muse to hit us. We've got to do things so that we are constantly inspiring our muse, if you will. There's another quote I really like. Folks aren't really sure who said it. A lot of folks think it was William Faulkner. Who knows? But the quote is, I write when I'm inspired, and I see to it that I'm inspired at 9 o'clock every morning. So, you know, he had this set time to write, and it's like, look, I got to do this writing regardless. So I'm going to have to get some kind of inspiration. I'm going to have to just make myself feel inspired. So I'm talking about myself and other writers, folks who are professional writers. So does this apply to folks who are not professional writers? I think it does. I think it applies to you with your journaling, even if you're not a professional writer. So the words, now look, I'm not going to pretend that when you do feel inspired, that work isn't really, really good. Because it is. As a writer, when I'm feeling super inspired and I write something, I go back and read it and I'm like, man, that was good, right? So I'm not going to pretend like that's not a thing. Likewise, with your journal entries, if you're feeling super inspired when you go back and read that, you are probably going to be like, oh, that was very insightful. I had such a great revelation, or this made me feel so much better about the situation. So yes, when I say inspiration is overrated, I don't mean like don't write when you feel inspired. That's obviously not what I mean. But the point I'm trying to make is that if you wait to write or to journal only when you feel inspired to do so, you're probably not going to do so very often. So I'll share a story with you. I have been lately trying to be really intentional about doing morning pages every day. So if you are new here, morning pages is a type of, I consider it a type of journaling, although the creator of morning pages says that it's not journaling, but I think it is. Anyway, the creator is Julia Cameron, the author of the book The Artist's Way, and she has a new book out called Write for Life. And with morning pages, you do 3 pages of free writing first thing in the morning. So it's just free writing. You're not trying to make it sound cute or anything like that. So like I said, I've been trying to be more consistent with my journal or with my morning pages. And one day I was doing my morning pages and I was just kind of in a mood and I didn't really want to do it. And I had other stuff that I needed to do. So for example, or to explain one of the things that I needed to do that morning, I have a text community. And if you're interested in joining said text community, I will put the info in the show notes for you. But one of the things that I will send out on Mondays to folks who want it is affirmations. So I send out 5 affirmations every Monday morning. And I'd had a really busy weekend, so I hadn't had a chance to write out those affirmations and schedule them like I normally do on the weekend. So it's Monday morning, and I still have no affirmations to send out to the people on my list. And I really need to work on these affirmations, but I got to do these morning pages. And so I'm in a mood. I don't want to do it. And so I even write that I don't want to do it. I even put that in my morning pages. I'm like, here we are again doing these morning pages. I got other stuff I need to do. But what happened is as I was writing, the affirmations just came to me. And so right there, they just poured out. And typically when I write these affirmations, they take a lot of time to come up with, a lot of work. And it didn't. I was in the middle of these morning pages and the affirmations just came pouring out. And it reminded me of another quote that I really like by a writer named Louis L'Amour. And he said, start writing no matter what. The water does not flow until the faucet is turned on. And I realized that's what I had done, right? I started writing these morning pages, even though I was in a mood and didn't feel like it, but I turned on the faucet. And so eventually, those affirmations just came pouring out. And so that's the point that I'm trying to make when I say inspiration is overrated. I'm not saying that you have to journal every day. I do try to journal every day, but I'm not saying you've got to do that. But what I am saying is that if you only journal when you feel inspired, you may be missing out on inspiration that could come once you just turn on the faucet. So we're going to take a quick break and then we're going to talk a little more about how you can go about turning this faucet on. The Righteous Bay Podcast is a production of C. Jane Wright, a website and community for women who write and create, founded by me, Javacia Harris-Bowser. Through courses, coaching, community, and virtual events, C. Jane Wright empowers and equips women to use their writing skills and their stories to make money and make a difference. We'd love for you to check out our free Facebook group so you can see what we're all about. Just head over to Facebook, search for C. Jane Wright Network, and come join us. I look forward to chatting with you in the group. How do you write an inspired journal entry when you don't feel inspired? So I think a good way to do this is to just start with morning pages. Start with free writing. Now, I say morning pages, but it doesn't have to be in the morning. And it also doesn't have to be 3 pages. It can be however many pages you need it to be, however few pages you need it to be. But the point is to just do some free writing. That's how you just turn on the faucet. Another way you can approach this is to start with a question. This is something that a C. Jane Wright member did recently and had some very interesting results. So she was grappling with this question of why don't I feel comfortable calling myself a writer? Actually, her first question was, when will I feel comfortable calling myself a writer? And she asked me the question. And I told her, sorry, I can't answer that for you. Only you can answer that. And so she went to her journal and she started with the question, why don't I feel comfortable calling myself a writer? When will I feel comfortable calling myself a writer? And so then she just wrote that question at the top of her page and then she just wrote. So let me explain this a little bit. You aren't going to write the question at the top and then say, okay, let me now write the answer. That's not how this works. You start with a question, but then you kind of free write based on whatever is coming to your mind, whether it's directly about the question or not. You're just kind of writing. And then the hope is that by the end, you get an answer or at least kind of an answer, right? Some kind of insight. Now, I can't promise you that you're going to get an answer by the end, every single time you do this, because life ain't set up that way. But the point is to try, right? The point is to turn on the faucet. So the CJ Wright member that I'm talking about, her name is Sherilyn, by the way. She started with this question, when am I going to feel comfortable calling myself a writer? And she just wrote and wrote and wrote. And she had this big revelation of realizing that this question that seemed really innocent, right, was actually her inner critic. It was her imposter syndrome rearing its head. And even more than imposter syndrome, it was, again, like I said, that inner critic, or some folks know that I call my inner critic my inner mean girl. And that's what was happening, right? Because basically, in that question, what was really happening is her inner mean girl was saying, hey, you are not a real writer. And so what she had to do was figure out a way to shut up her inner mean girl. And so she actually wrote an entire piece on this, an essay that is available for you to read on the CJ Wright website. I will include a link to it in the show notes so that you can check it out. I think it'll be especially interesting to those of you who are writers, or maybe you want to write, but you too are struggling with calling yourself a writer. I think it'll be really interesting to you. And even if you don't want to be a writer, I think it would be kind of cool just to kind of see her journey of how she started with this question and then just let herself write, and all of this stuff just came to her. So I recommend that you try the same thing. So if you want a journal, you want to write an inspired journal entry, but you don't feel inspired, I feel like one way you can do that is by free writing, and couple that free writing with a question. You start with a question, and then you just start free writing based on anything that comes to mind related to that question or not. And then I believe that most of the time, by the end of your writing, whether you're writing for one page, 2 pages, 3 pages, or even more, if you got that kind of time, I believe that some sort of answer will be revealed to you by the end. You may not have all the answers, right? But I feel like you'll have a little nugget of something, some kind of insight that you can then build upon. And then maybe you can continue that in your next journaling session. So, like I said, I'm going to link to Sherilyn's essay in the show notes so that you can check that out. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, I'm going to give you your journal prompt for the week. The Righteous Babe podcast would not be possible without Creed 63, an inclusive space for the community and entrepreneurs to come together to work, create, and be inspired. Located in the historic Black Business District of Birmingham, Alabama, Creed 63 is much more than a place to work, offering a wide range of resources to support and connect emerging and established entrepreneurs. Creed 63 is also home to a wonderful podcast studio where the Righteous Babe Show was born. head to Creed63.com to learn more. Each week here on the Righteous Bay podcast, I give you a journaling prompt, and this week is no different. So this week, your prompt is, if I didn't have to do it perfectly, I would. And I want to give credit for this prompt. This is a prompt from Julia Cameron's new book, Write for Life. But I just love this prompt. And the reason I chose it for this particular episode that's about this idea of inspiration is overrated is because I think that a lot of times when we say, oh, I can't write unless I'm inspired to do so, that that's sort of rooted in perfectionism because you've told yourself that the only way you can produce your best work is if you start with that inspiration, right? You haven't yet come to terms with the fact that it's okay to start writing crap, okay? Like, it's okay to just start writing whatever comes out. And then within that, the good stuff is going to come later. It's the same with being a writer in general. So, because, you know, we're talking about journaling, but for those of you who are writers, we struggle with that. We struggle with this idea of wanting everything to be good, but you've got to have that first crappy draft, right? That crappy first draft. You've got to have that. And then from that, you get to the good stuff. And I think the same thing applies with journaling. You've got to first just write whatever comes to mind, let go of that need for perfectionism, and then that's when the revelations are going to start happening. That's when you are going to start writing things that become life-changing. But first, you just got to write. Girl, just write. That's my quote. You know, I've been giving you all these quotes from other folks. My quote is, girl, just write. And so I want you to start with that prompt of, if I didn't have to do it perfectly, I would. And what are the things in your life that you are putting off because of perfectionism? Because if you think about it, perfectionism is really just an excuse to not progress. That's all it is. So what would you do if you didn't have to do it perfectly? So if I didn't have to do it perfectly, I would. And maybe it's, I would journal more. I hope that's on the list. And so I hope that after this, you will start journaling more. But there are probably other things in your life. Maybe there is a business you want to start. Maybe you want to start a podcast. Maybe you want to start a blog or YouTube channel, or maybe you just want to repair a relationship with a friend. Maybe you want to start building a spiritual practice. There's probably something out there. Maybe it's your health and wellness journey. So you feel like, oh, if I'm not eating all the right things and exercising every single day, if I'm not doing that, then I should just not do anything. So what is it that you are not doing because you think you have to do it perfectly? I would love for you to let me know on social, hit me up on social to let me know how things are going with your journaling journey, with this prompt in particular, but also with any of the other prompts that I've been giving you and with just journaling in general. So you can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Righteous Babe. And I think you know how to spell it, but just in case you don't, it's WRITEOUSBABE. I'm mostly on Instagram, just being real with you, but I am on Facebook and Twitter as well. So hit me up at one of those places and let me know how things are going for your journaling journey. That's it for this week's episode of the Righteous Babe podcast. Remember, you have the power to write your way through anything and to the life of your dreams. Happy journaling!